4DJC.
JC, W4DJW. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
I'm doing pretty good. Just leaving the driveway to go to the grocery store. How you doing?
Better now. I had my surgery done. Everything went well. And then about 2 weeks ago, I got a hold of some kind of bug or something, man. It just threw me for a loop. I hadn't been that sick in years, I don't guess. Lynn got it, too. It was terrible. Some type of, what, respiratory, some type of stomach bug or something. It just made us both violently ill for a few days. I wound up having to go to the ER, got so dehydrated, and had to go get some fluid. But did fine now, babe. How's everything going with you?
Well, I hate to hear you had to go through that, but I'm glad to hear you're much better now. You're over it. And hope they figure out what that was. Anyway, are you well enough to get out and about a little bit?
Yeah. The prostate surgery went excellent. I didn't have a bit of trouble with it. I had it over in Greer. That's where this guy has his operating room. He works for Prisma, but that's the only space he has over there. And I was his 100th patient since he's been at Greer. He's had about 1,000 of them, though. Went really well, and then everything is working great again now, like it was about 40 years ago. So real pleased with that. I did really well until I got this bug. We went out to a restaurant, and when we got home, Lynn got sick. She thought it might be food poisoning. And then this was like on a Tuesday night, and a couple days later, I got something similar. I was just, violently nauseated and everything else, but it didn't run a fever, and it was on the weekend, of course. I went up having to go to the ER on Monday, but they said they thought it was some type of stomach bug had been going around, and for the last week, and Jennifer told me they had the same thing at WIFF. They were having people out for a couple of days with it too. When you get older, you just don't recover quite as well. I was severely dehydrated too. Adam gave me some of that anti-nausea medication and antibiotic, and I started feeling better the next day. It took about 3 or 4 days. I just gotten real weak though. Hadn't eaten anything in like three days, and I could barely keep any water down. But everything's fine now. They didn't determine what it was, but whatever it was, I don't want to get it again.
You think I want to get either? Sounds pretty bad. My dog's been going through something similar to that. And I've had her at the vet. They said it's a enlarged gallbladder and an enlarged liver, but she's 14 years old in human years, and that makes her over 100 in dog years. So trying to make her as comfortable as possible. Did you know that we're having an upstate ham radio relay, radio rally this Saturday? It's kind of like a mixture between a ham fest and a field day. It's a one-day outing on this Saturday up in Travelers Rest.
I think I'll take it easy going up down the stairs. I'm doing, because I got this main, I got my main rig up here, but I've been listening some. I don't really get great reception on my handheld downstairs, but I get my regular antenna and everything up here. I hadn't been paying attention. I knew that the last year, he had something around the end of May that was like a ham fest or something over there, but it seemed like it wasn't in Travelers Rest. It was somewhere else. Around May the 25th or something like that. I was kind of keeping my eye out for that. But where exactly is it located, Dave?
Yeah, Square 10 Park. It's a horse place where they raise and breed and sell and show horses. If you go to Briars.cc, Briars.cc website, and you look at the menu item, it's the second one from the left, and it's when you drop it down, you go down to the bottom, and it's got all the details about it. It's going to be more than a ham fest and more than a field day. They're going to do like fox hunt, they're going to do boneyard, They're going to have like antennas building. There's going to be HF, CW, phone, digital, all kind of fun stuff, radio related. They're going to do a build prize. Whoever has the best install on their car, everybody's going to vote on their mobile installation. So it's kind of a mixture of everything. It'd be a whole lot easier if we just to go to brars.cc and drop down go to the second main menu item from the left, and then drop down to the bottom of that one, and they'll give you full details. If you feel like it, if you're tired of being cooped up and you're ready to get out a little bit, there's no walking up hills and down hills or anything like that. It's all pretty level ground. I think you might enjoy it.
A little bit, but not much, and just have started to get back out. Matter of fact, this week's, I've been getting out, and then when this other thing came up, this threw me for a loop, and I just got real weak, but I mean, I'm ambulatory, it's not that, I just don't have as much energy as I had. It takes a long time for me to get over this stuff, I suppose. That sounds like the same place that it was last year. Maybe I'm thinking about somewhere else.
There before, I never was able to make it when they had it there before, make it to it. So I think they've had it there a couple of times. So, yeah, it's probably the same one if it's what you're thinking of. Anyway, Jerry, I am at Ingles in the parking lot. I'm going to get out and go do some shopping. And maybe if you're around when I get out, I'll talk to you on the way back home. And 4DJC, W4DJW.
Responding to me, and good to hear from you. And you might as well go ahead and get the big big checkbook out if you're going shopping. Take it easy, 73. Talk to you a little bit later. That's W4DJW and 4DJC.